So we'll begin together. And again, the intention here is that we can kind of really begin to parse the differences and similarities between mindful movement, meditation, and embodiment. So grab a blanket and a strap or a piece of clothing or anything that can function as a tie. And you can lie on your back for this one on top of a blanket with your knees bent and tie the strap just above your knees so that your legs don't have to work to hold you up. And let your eyes slowly close and begin to move inward. And if your eyes prefer to be a bit more active, you can keep them open, but let your eyeballs really relax to be less active, less looking and seeing than they would normally be. And just let this transition of closing your eyes and softening your gaze be a gateway to move you from outer awareness to internal awareness, and particularly from the outer vision and sight that we use to see, to kind of guide ourselves to a really deep inner, almost embodied sense of sight. And this transition from outer seeing to inner seeing is really key to developing embodiment and also important to in transforming what we do from just exercise or movement to a deep embodied, mindful, and contemplative movement. And begin to breathe in and out through your nose. And you can place your palms on your abdomen or on your heart or on your thighs or turn them face up on the floor next to you. And of course, you can do this in any position you like. It could be sitting or standing. You can also have your hands in different locations, whatever feels right to your body. And as you breathe in and out through your nose, bring attention to the contact point between your hands and your body. And let that also be kind of a gateway to embodied awareness. And so letting your attention pool there, and you might even start to feel the sort of underneath where your hands are, the area just under where your skin, the skin of your hands meets the skin of your body or your clothing. And letting awareness continue to pool there and just being open to any sensations that arise. And also nourishing that space with breath. Now we'll kind of move through our embodied check-in, where we'll make inquiry. And the first line of inquiry is just, am I in my body in this moment? Am I in my body? And to what degree am I in my body? And can I feel sensations that are occurring in my body, like warmth or fullness or muscle tension or soreness? And then what is happening in my abdomen? What do I notice there? And then what is my emotional tone in this moment? Could be maybe sad or agitated, anxious, joyful, calm, angry. And just noting that. And then also being aware of the depth and rate of breath in this moment. And then today we'll also add in, what shape is my body occupying right now? So if you're on your back with your knees bent, that's part of a shape. But does it feel like you're actually occupying the space that your body is taking? And how are you taking up space? Do you have a sense of that? And then are you aware of where your body is in space? And can you also sense the space around you? Just maybe extending a few feet outside of your body. And then noting if there's any mental narrative, a kind of story looping around in your mind in this moment. And sometimes that's a little bit at odds with body experience, so it's a really important piece to notice. And then in this moment, do you feel a sense of agency or ability to initiate action in your body? To move in a way that matches your intentions. And then does it feel like your body belongs to you and that you belong to your body? And then also perhaps looking at the tone of your self-to-self relationship, how you're relating with yourself in this moment. And also how you're relating with your body, your self-to-body relationship. And sometimes that can even be revealed in the sort of tone or attitude with which your hands are resting on your body. And then we'll do what I think of as breathing with the body. So as you continue to lie on your back, noting your breath, and you can at first be aware of whether the breath is full in the abdomen and kind of noticeable there, or just in your chest, or in both. But becoming aware of the movement in the front of your body. And that's traditionally where sort of modern Western yoga sometimes focuses. Where do we feel the breath? In the front of the body. And you might feel it in the upper chest and in the bronchial passages. If you have allergies or anything else happening in your respiratory system, you might feel this as a kind of difficulty in breathing and just allowing that to be. So being aware as you breathe in and out that you're not just watching your breath, but feeling the breath as it's happening in your body. And then either remaining here with your front body breath or moving to the area underneath each armpit. And if it's helpful, you can take one palm and place it, you can place your right palm across your body and just beneath your left armpit and your left arm reaching across you and the palm going underneath the right armpit. And sometimes it's not so easy to be aware of the breath in your side body, in these intercostals. So you might even give just a tiny hint of a squeeze inward. And then feeling the movement of the breath in your side body. You can either leave your hands here, or you can start to move your hands away a little bit. So they're still touching and then letting your side body really initiate that movement. And then maybe your hands move away a bit more. And then a little bit more. And then returning your hands wherever you want them to rest. And then for the next few rounds of breath, just being aware of the movement of the breath in your side body. Maybe without that touch. Continuing to breathe in and out through your nose. And then at the pace of your body, allowing your breath awareness, and not just awareness that you are breathing, but awareness of the movement of your breathing, to move into your back ribs. If this one is a little challenging to feel, you can always place a block or a book under each foot. Two of the same books or similar height books, and that brings your back body into a little bit more intimate contact with your ground and can make it easier to feel the movement of breath in your back ribs. And imagine that the back ribs are filling with oxygen as you're inhaling and remaining relatively full as you exhale. And often if we're sitting or standing or in multiple postures in a yoga practice, it's a little harder to be aware of our breath in the side body and also here in the back body. So we can feel a sense of newness perhaps or novelty in this exploration. And that in and of itself can be really healing for reasons that we're about to explore together. And then when your body feels ready, kind of moving into the sensation of whole body breath, where the front body, your back body, your side body are all breathing together in concert. And there's a symphony of movement in the body as you breathe in and out. And we'll stay with that symphony for the next few rounds of breath. And then you can remain immersed here in this felt experience of breath. And you can also begin to move into our post-practice check-in, where we see kind of what abides now, what's different, and what has changed. Am I in my body in this moment? And to what degree? So maybe the quality of being embodied feels a little different than it did before we began. And then can I feel sensations in my body, like warmth or fullness? What's happening in my abdomen? What do I notice there? And then moving on to check emotional tone and noting if that's shifted at all. And then what is the depth and rate of my breath in this moment? How fast or slow does my breath feel? How shallow or deep does it feel? And what shape am I in this moment beyond just the actual alignment of the body? What shape does my body feel like it's in? And how am I taking up space in this moment? Am I aware of where my body is in space? And can I sense the space around me? Maybe a few feet in each direction. And even try sensing the space underneath ground. And then is there a mental narrative that feels active in this moment? A story that's looping in my mind? And do I feel a sense of agency or ability to initiate movement in a way that matches my intentions? And does it feel like my body belongs to me and I belong to my body? And what is the quality of my self to self and self to body relationship? What's the connection? What's the kind of tone of how I relate to what we can think of as my bodily self? And then adding in any signature things that come to the surface of awareness. And when this post practice check-in feels complete to your body, you can slowly begin to open your eyes . You can draw your knees a little toward your chest, taking the strap or the tie off. And then rolling onto either side. And just taking a few breaths there. Making your way up to sitting.